Hey, Matt Rothschild here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's off for the day, so I'm guest hosting along with Angela Lang. And we just had Judge Chris Taylor, who's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. And it was great of her to take time off from her busy campaigning. She's got 8 months more to go, Angela, and she seems like a little happy warrior.
Yeah, her energy levels are great. The passion, right? And the fact that she is talking about like the Wisconsin folks. We had the secret show that we like to call it, if folks were listening in, you know, her passion for meeting and connecting with people and to see what they're doing. Like, it really does feel like a people powered campaign. And I will say this too, and I don't want her to have to always keep bringing it up, but I had once upon a time had a conversation with her. And I'm like, please, for the love of God, do not run tough on crime ads. They do nothing. And then she said that she read the pieces that I wrote for the repopulation area. And sure enough, it didn't come up at all. She's centered even in the interview with us. She's talking about the issues. She's talking about, you know, judicial philosophy, working across the aisle, things like that. So I think I'm really encouraged, right, that I think this is an opportunity to do things differently. And that's kind of why I asked that like lessons learned question, because she gets straight to the issues. And we've seen Supreme Court be hyper-partisan. And it feels like she's trying to pull us back to the role of the Supreme Court, especially in this moment with everything happening nationally.
You can join the conversation here, 855-752-4842. We've got Joe from Madison online. I always like listening to what Joe has to say. So, Joe, what you got for us?
Well, I would like to respond to a question you brought up in your first half hour, which was give us a call if you've got some ideas on who you might like to see for governor in the upcoming race. And then it went on to this incredibly great discussion. I really urge people to listen to it. The student of Mr. Chesky that you had on, Bob Chesky, and he was just terrific talking about the disintegration of media, if you will. Yeah. And then to hear this enthusiastic, upbeat Chris Taylor, who is headed, would love to head for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And what got me about it is that I was thinking, well, who do I want to have for governor? It's less that a person that necessarily a name, more than an attitude, a several attitudes. Mm. And one of the attitudes that I really want to see is enough of the divisions, enough of the North never goes south. I hate Milwaukee. Milwaukee has never been north of Wausau. Enough with this. This is an incredible state. And I know the word diversity makes some people cringe and all. Let's call it different stories, whatever you want to call it. But boy, we go off the charts in terms of diversity. And I would love to see someone who celebrates the state from Northern Forest, the Lake Superior, that whole lifestyle that's up there to the Mississippi River, to our urban areas. And oddly enough, one person that occurred to me is somebody who is very big on PBS, and that is Wisconsin Foodie, who is constantly traveling around this state and celebrating the little corners of great food all around the state and opening a door to say, look, this is our state. Look at this really cool thing we have. I cannot stand this idea of dumping on Madison, dumping on Milwaukee, and, you know, keeping people separated, which is something that Scott Walker really touted and excelled at. And it is not what we need as we head forward. We have too many great people here, too many great opportunities, and to lose it by division is just, it's sinful. It's absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. So that was my two cents I wanted to add. And I really thought that Chris Taylor really had an attitude of, I'm open, I want to hear what's going on, and forward we go, which is the best way that we could be, is a open and let's go forward.
Thanks so much for that call.
Thanks, Joe.
And yes, you know, what you were saying about our state being an incredible state and not a divided state the way people want to depict us as a divided state, so important. And Judge Taylor, before we were on the air, was making the exact same point, which was really neat. She travels all over the state. She's going to Adams County. She's going all over the place. You know, every day she goes to a different community. And she was telling Angela and me that what impresses her wherever she is that there are so many great people doing great work. You know, she just loves the people of Wisconsin. And she says that the people of Wisconsin, the citizens of Wisconsin, are so much more engaged than citizens in other states. I don't know if she's been to all 50, but, you know, it is a remarkable thing about Wisconsin. People want to see our government work. We are close to our elected officials, especially in the state capital and at the local level. And they expect our state to work. They demand that our state works. And yeah, I mean, enough of the, you know, easy blaming and sometimes racist blaming of folks in Milwaukee, or the casual blaming of all politicians down in Madison. I used to hear that when I would travel up north giving talks, even from Democratic politicians. Well, down in Madison, you do that. And that was just wrong messaging. You're reinforcing ideas that are false, that all politicians are the same, that all politicians are crooked, and that all politicians are just out for their own ambition. That's not true. I mean, I know Mark Pocan. I know Tammy Baldwin at a personal level, and they're not that way. And so this dumping on Madison, this dumping on Milwaukee has got to stop. And I was just thrilled to hear Judge Taylor talk about how great she thinks the state is, how she how great she thinks the people of Wisconsin are. It wasn't just platitudes. It wasn't just a politician.
This was a secret show. She wasn't doing it for air yet.
We were off the air. She wasn't gaining anything by telling us that. And she sincerely believes that. And we need that in our elected officials who go out all over the state, listen, respect everybody in this state, and want to represent them and represent them in the best possible way. That was Judge Chris Taylor at her finest, I think. And I've admired her as a legislator and as a judge. And I just wish her all the best in this campaign. Yep. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, guest hosting along with Angela Lang. And we'll be right back after this break. You can join the conversation. Who do you want to see as governor of Wisconsin? 855-752-4842.